I tried it once, and he just stood up, walked out, and closed the door with a bang. He didn't speak to me for days after that, so I don't think I'll try it again.
Speaker 4.
My son is a very bad loser. In fact, he always has been. He's 12 now, but he still hates losing. We used to play board games together when he was little, but he always used to cry if he didn't win. I had to choose between letting him win all the time or making him upset if I won. In the end, I stopped playing that kind of game with him.
Speaker 5.
One of the guys who plays basketball with me gets incredibly upset during games, and he spends most of the time shouting at the other players. He's a really nervous person at the best of times, but when we're losing, it really is too much. The referee throws him off the court at least twice a month, and once our coach told him to go home.
File 11A, Listening. Speaker 1.
The worst loser I know is my mom. We often used to play cards together when I was little, and if my mom was losing, it was safer to stop playing. She was always happy when she was winning, but when she was losing, you could see her getting angrier and angrier until she exploded. Sometimes, she used to go out of the room because she was so upset.
Speaker 2.
I once had a friend who was a bad loser at tennis. In fact, we stopped talking to each other because of a tennis match. We were about 20 at the time, and on this occasion, we were arguing over a point. I said the ball was out, and she said it was in. In the end, she just threw her racket into the net and left. We haven't spoken since.
Speaker 3.
I have to be very careful at work when we're talking about ice hockey. I have a colleague who gets really upset when his team loses, and he hates it if you make a joke about it.